Recorded Books presents The Marsh King's Daughter by Elizabeth Chadwick. Narrated by Amy Scanlon. Chapter 1. Lincoln, Spring 1216. It was a glorious May morning in the world at large, soft, balmy, and harmonious. At the home of Edward Weaver in Lincoln, however, a violent storm was raging.
"I won't go!" Muriel shrieked at her stepfather. "You can't force me into a nunnery. I'll run away, I swear I will."
Nigel Fuller's light eyes bulged with fury. Planting his legs wide, he adopted a dominant stance.
"I'm the head of this household now, and you'll yield my obedience. Your shameless, headstrong ways have been indulged for too long."
"You wanted rid of me ever since you married my mother," Muriel spat. "My grandfather's been buried less than a season, and already you're at your schemes."
She tossed her head in contempt.
"You'll never match up to him. They'll still be calling this Edwin's house long after they've shoveled you into your grave."
She realised that she had baited him too far. With a roar, he swung his fist. Muriel sidestepped the blow and seized a distaff of raw wool from a basket by the hearth.
"Don't you dare lay a finger on me!"
She tried to swallow, but her throat was dry with fear. Now that her grandfather was no longer here to shield her from Nigel's rage, a whipping seemed inevitable. She jabbed the distaff at his soft belly and, as he leaped aside, she darted for the door. Despite his bulk, Nigel was fast. Before she could raise the latch, he caught her by her thick, tawny braid and jerked her back into the middle of the room. Muriel struck at him with the distaff pole, but he wrenched it from her grasp and hurled it aside. The fleshy side of his hand clouted her on the temple, and his gold seal ring opened a jagged cut. Held fast by her hair, Muriel fought back, gouging with her nails, biting like a dog until she tasted salt blood between her teeth. Nigel bellowed and struck her again. She lost her vision. Her knees buckled, and only the twisting, vicious grip on her braid held her upright.
"You will obey me," he panted. "Whether you will it or not, tomorrow you go to the nuns at St. Catherine's."
"Never,"
Muriel refuted in blind litany. Her defiance was all she had left. Let him murder her first. She would rather break than bend. A crackling sound of small flames growing bigger, and the stench of burning wool filled the room. The flung distaff had landed half in and half out of the hearth, and now fire was licking along its length and devouring the nearby basket of raw wool. There was a belch of air as the door opened, and suddenly the room was full of choking, greasy smoke. Fire lashed towards the rafters. Cursing, roaring like a goaded bear, Nigel threw Muriel to the ground, kicked her brutally in the ribs and, grabbing the flagon from the coffer, dashed wine at the blazing remnants of the wool basket. The woman who had opened the door screamed the alarm and sped to fetch a water pail. Other household members came running with cloaks and besoms to smother and beat the flames from existence. Muriel closed her eyes and willed her awareness, already blurred, to vanish. But, as with the rest of her life, she could not have the things she desired, even for the fiercest of willing. It was true that her stepfather had almost vanished just now, in a puff of smoke. But almost was not good enough.
"It is all your daughter's fault," she heard Nigel snarling at her mother. "She's as disrespectful and wild as a vixen. Now you see the fruit of Edward's indulgence and pampering. She should have been put in a nunnery at birth."
"Yes, Nigel."
The dutiful murmur caused Muriel's closed eyelids to twitch with irritation and pain. Even to save her own life, she doubted her mother would gainsay a man. As far as Annette Fuller was concerned, they were the masters, their orders and opinions all that mattered in the world.
"She's not spending another night under this roof. She can sleep in the warehouse with a bolt on the door, and at dawn she leaves."
Muriel wondered if she had heard the briefest hesitation before the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?